This is St. Louis Public Radio. A couple of years ago, Washington University researchers began a series of focus groups with African American men living in North St. Louis. Lead author Daryl Hudson and his team wanted to study stress and its impact on mental health. Hudson recently published a study based on the findings, and he tells St. Louis Public Radio's Dury Buscarin that racism emerged as a major stressor in the men's lives.
The biggest thing to me is the structural racism. African-American men in that group, in the groups that participated, wanted to be productive citizens. And they wanted to be good fathers. They wanted to be good husbands and partners. Many of them felt like they didn't have the opportunity to do so, whether that be because of the educational system they were schooled in, whether it be because of a lack of employment opportunities or lack of transportation options to get to employment opportunities.
All of that stress, I mean, how does that keep a person from feeling mentally well and living and working and staying healthy?
One man was in a focus group, I'll never forget what he said, I feel like I'm a Ninja Turtle, meaning that he felt like he had been depressed all of his life from all the things that had happened to him in terms of exposure to trauma, losing people close to him, the financial strain, not having opportunities to provide for his family, and he felt quite overwhelmed. And so he said, I feel like I'm a Ninja Turtle, and I feel like I've been in the sewers for my entire life.
And these things that you're hearing from these men, what does this tell us about St. Louis?
In terms of educational quality, a number of men had attended different types of schools, and they could see the differences in quality of schools and differences in quality of education. A lot of them wondered out loud what their life would have been like if they had attended a school in a different area. There was differences in sentencing. So again, I wasn't thinking about criminal justice, but that was a major salient issue in this group. People talked a lot about being monitored or being harassed by the police. People talked about being exposed to overt forms of racism at an early age, being called names, being harassed by different types of people, and those things making a significant impact on them for a long period of time.
You said that discrimination is bad for your health overall. Can you tell me how that works? Because I think that sometimes people don't see that connection.
Discrimination is bad for your health in a number of different ways. Could you imagine being unfairly denied a job promotion or not being hired because of your race or someone following you in the store? Those things are weighty in terms of mental health. So people ruminate on those experiences, like I said, not just in the short term, but over the long period of time. There's this vigilance that occurs when people are exposed to discrimination. So the accumulation of all those stressors can lead to atherosclerosis or high blood pressure, differences in sleep quality even. So people talked about positive coping mechanisms like church or spirituality, but also people talked about self-medication. So using alcohol or using marijuana as a way to cope.
After publishing this study, I mean, what are you hoping comes out of it?
I would hope that this is another piece of evidence to indicate that we do need to do something about structural racism. African-American men are underserved in regard to mental health services. There's a lot of different reasons as to why. Some of it could be stigma. Some of it could be their interactions with providers. And so I wanted to figure out what could we be doing to get people who might need help into services. And so we'll be studying these issues and trying to come up with solutions to the very questions that we're asking, trying to figure out why do these inequalities exist, and not only that, but what can we do about them?